From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Venezuela's constitution is about to be rewritten. That's after an election on Sunday that people around the world are calling a sham. Critics say it will turn Venezuela into a dictatorship. On Monday, President Donald Trump imposed new sanctions on the country's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. Freelance reporter Mariana Zuniga has been covering the street clashes between Maduro supporters and the opposition in Caracas. She said most Venezuelans woke up on Monday in a state of shock.
I think the most shocking statement came from Maduro's people. It was that the death that occurred on Sunday didn't happen, and that the whole vote happened peacefully, when it didn't. 10 people actually died on Sunday, and it was probably the deadliest day since the protest started 4 months ago. Also, we have to remember that the city appeared in Caracas, at least, it seems that two different countries. In Western Caracas, people were voting, but in Eastern Caracas, people were clashing with the police forces.
Where exactly are the opposition leaders, and what are their plans? What are they going to do now?
Oh, well, for the opposition leaders, the next steps are staying in the streets and more strict actions. They will also want to know what could happen in the next days regarding this new constituent assembly. They are kind of guarding the building in which the National Assembly is located, because they don't want to be assaulted again as they have been in recent months. There's also a possibility that it will be a cohabitation between the new members of the constituent assembly and the opposition lawmakers, but it is maybe too early to say.
What about the creation of a quote-unquote parallel government by the opposition?
Well, actually, that's a very interesting question. We have some part of the opposition that think that that's something illegal to do, and they want to keep going through the legal path. But there's also another part of the opposition, and maybe that this idea comes from the citizens of Venezuela, that they want to completely unrecognize the government. They want to create a parallel state, and in some way the opposition have already done something like that, because they designated new magistrates to kind of ignore the ones that are in the Supreme Court that usually or have been supporting the government since the National Assembly took office in 2015. So the reality of a parallel state is not as far as some people believe.
Mariana, what do Venezuelans there in Caracas, in the midst of all this turmoil, most want Americans to know?
That in Venezuela, the government is committing serious human rights abuses. That in Venezuela, there are not just 3 or 4 political prisoners. In Venezuela, there are 400 or more than 400 political prisoners. And that situation is getting bad. And it's getting really, really messy from Sunday on. The situation changed completely in Venezuela, and that this new chapter is going to be very difficult. So I think Venezuelans want the international community to keep maintaining their eyes toward us.
We've been talking with Mariana Zuniga. She's a reporter working freelance in Caracas, Venezuela. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.